Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris podcast.
Welcome. Woo! Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to the first Jeff and Harris podcast.
Thank you, everybody, sincerely from the bottom of our hearts for listening. We are so excited to have you here, and just thanks for taking time.
And if you're not listening,
schedule.
If you're not listening, then you're not going to hear this. I'm not going to take time out of my schedule.
You don't get our
slander.
Thank
you.
Yeah, but you know we got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's get her going.
Okay, everyone. You can find, obviously, I don't know, maybe you've found this on iTunes or you found it at our website, jeffandharris.podomatic.com.
Wonderful website.
Yeah, actually, we don't really know that much about it. No. I just created an account.
We don't really know what we can do. We hope to be able to upload video and pictures and podcasts, obviously.
Well, yeah, obviously podcasts. I know we can put podcasts on it.
Thank God, or the title of the website would not be accurate. But
they'd be running very... just a shoddy business.
Yeah. It would be, that'd be false.
Unless they were selling pea pods or something, I guess. That'd be a great website.
Or like pods isn't pod racers like, from Star Wars Episode 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if we're not
you
able to
check out their facts, their frequently asked questions. Are you guys a podcast or do you guys sell pod racers from Episode 1 of Star Wars?
But if we can't upload videos, then we will just have them on YouTube, and we'll probably make our own channel. I mean, I think we both have our own channels, but we'll have a Jeff and Harris channel.
I already made the Jeff and Harris channel.
Ooh, that's
so
good.
And that one is my channel. I had to give up my original YouTube account to make that one.
That is sacrifice
because
the podcast.
Because I hadn't made our email yet to use as that. So
I'm not going to lie. I still have my own channel.
Oh, that's fine.
And I got some videos. Go out and check out my videos.
Oh, God.
Jeff Nitrogen. I just... views are like crack to me. I can't.
Jeff is addicted to getting views in his YouTube videos.
And I mean, it makes me so angry because videos like three guinea pigs fighting over a cucumber. Watched it last night.
Yeah.
It's just 3 minutes of three guinea pigs just fighting over a cucumber. And that has 20 million views.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious. I mean, funny fruit, funny animal.
Yeah.
But... I have a bunch of like trick shot videos from our summer days of basketball trick shots. They're pretty good. I mean, they're amazing. People keep accusing me of them being fake, which is the greatest compliment.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because we don't have the technical know-how of being able to fake
it. Yeah, how do you even fake it? I don't know, but apparently they do. But so I just at all times try and push my videos to other people and just trying to advertise them in all ways. And sometimes it gets a little crazy. Like, I can tell you right now, sometimes it's during really inappropriate times. Here, take a listen.
On the phone.
Dude, I just can't believe she broke up with me.
It's okay, man. Dude, you'll find someone else.
I can't get someone else. It's not the same. I just want to be with her.
Dude, she didn't deserve you.
I didn't want to break up with her. Why did she break up with me, man?
You know what? The best cure for a broken heart is checking out my YouTube videos.
What?
At parties.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Sick party, brah.
Thanks, man. Glad you came.
Sick beats.
Yeah, my favorite tunes.
You should check out my YouTube videos.
What?
At funerals.
Thank you for your beautiful words, Miss Wentworth. Would anyone else like to say anything?
I knew Roger really well. Probably better than anyone else in this room. And, I think he would have wanted all of you to watch my YouTube videos.
during airline mishaps.
I guess that's why they call it airline food, huh?
Good one, sir. Oh, no.
What?
We've lost power to engine 2 and 4.
Divert all power to engines 1 and 3.
Yes, sir. Doing that now.
Check the ailerons. Are they down?
Yes, they are down, sir.
All right, good. We're losing oil pressure fast. What's our altitude?
19,000 feet, sir.
Okay, depress the pedal shaft.
Yes, sir.
Air traffic controller, this is flight 301. Mayday, mayday.
18,000 feet,
sir. We're going down fast. Okay, close the air vents to the fuselage.
Yes, sir.
Call my wife. Tell her to TiVo mayday.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Brace for impact. By the way, you should check out my YouTube videos. I've noticed a lot of people while walking around. A lot of people look like you.
That's not true, by the way. People.
It's true.
It's yeah. A lot of people have brown hair and black thick-rimmed glasses and are kind
exactly.
of
exactly. They look like you.
I'd like to think that's not what defines me as a person.
Yeah, you'd like to think that, but it's not true. But I've in my years, I've only found one person that looks like me. I don't know why I can't see anybody in public that kind of resembles me, but there's one person.
Yeah, it's always you mixed with someone. Yeah. I've never seen just a straight-up Jeff clone.
Yeah, doesn't happen. But except one thing. It was back in, I think, the mid-90s. There was a public service announcement, and the whole gist of it was kind of, what's your thing? Do you remember it?
I think so.
It was like a bunch of kids, and I remember one of them was his thing was sound effects. You remember?
Oh.
This is a T-Rex.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yeah, we all remember the T-Rex sound effects.
Yeah.
By the way, kid, sound effects weren't your thing.
Yeah. And what else? There was Hayden. He was the mom. Hayden cut me.
The magician kid. Yeah.
And then was what, fat kid with a tuba.
Fat kid with a tuba on the bus.
Yes. Okay.
Because you see that every day.
And what were some other ones?
An Asian kid did something.
There was a black kid dancing in a laundromat.
Yes. And then at the end of the commercial, he looked into the dryer, and you saw his face. Look, the camera was in the dryer, and the kid looked in.
Good camera angles. But
the Asian kid baked.
Yeah, he did.
The Asian kid baked a cake.
You're really starting to bring this back.
Yeah, it's flooding back to me now.
Yeah.
I can.
But all this aside, do you remember the Bugs kid?
I know there was a kid who liked bugs. I wouldn't be able to.
Well, the Bugs kid, that looked exactly like my 7-year-old self. Like, exactly. Because his thing, I think he had two lines in it. One of them was bugs, and then it showed bugs, all of his little bugs things. And then at the end, the whole tagline was, not everybody's good at everything, but everybody's good at something. And his thing was, he said, everybody's good at something. Looked exactly like me. And
really?
That's what made 90s commercials what they are.
By the way, it would have been
kids
awful
that
if, they,
like me.
If they said, you almost messed it up there, not everybody's good at something. That would have been terrible.
Defeats the entire thing.
That is just a kick in the pants of those kids. Of you're not good at anything, so you might as well just stop.
These kids are good at things.
Yeah, these kids are great.
But not
look
every
at this kid doing martial arts.
Yeah.
He's great. You can't do anything.
Yeah, I know.
Considering children's advertisers with the
little exclamation point. Yeah, something about things in the 90s, like commercials, cartoons, they were all great. I mean, I watch cartoons now, and
they're awful.
They are. I mean, I can't even just explain. Like, the quality, it's just too good quality. You need a little bit of sketch to it.
I also think that there is the quality, but then there's the ones that are just so badly drawn. It's just like,
yeah,
they're ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Like, what were some of your favorite cartoons growing up?
For me, probably there's a couple. Rugrats.
I remember the one episode where they went in the rug, and I was this is the defining moment of my life. They are Rugrats now.
But then the Rugrats, they grew up.
They grew
in that
up
one show.
Yeah, it all started with one episode where they went into the closet, which was a little weird.
Yeah.
And they it was like a time machine, and they went and saw what they were like and. Their teen years, and then all of a sudden, Rugrats was gone, and all grown up was in. That was a travesty.
It was.
I was a big fan of Street Sharks.
Oh, Street Sharks.
Yeah, my brother had some of those toys. I think it was one of his friends.
For those of you who may not know what Street Sharks are, let me explain.
Give them the main premise of the show.
There were four brothers. I think it was four.
Yeah. I mean, biologically speaking, they would not be brothers.
Oh, yeah.
In real life. But then again, in real life, sharks would not be burrowing underneath city streets.
But these four brothers, they were scientifically altered, and they were like half man, half shark. So like, they had the upper body of like a shark. They had like a shark head, and they had like... They were their arms. They had arms though, but
they were
like the shark colors. And then they ended up having just like normal human legs, for the most part. I think. And then they just like fought crime and whatever. And there's an evil guy. He created his own little, his half mutant things. One was a lobster, and one was a, I can't even remember.
Did you have any of the toys?
Oh yeah, they came in that great box that looked like they were breaking out of a cage, which didn't make sense because they never were in a cage.
So. I know. It's kind of like Small Soldiers, except not as scary.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking out of their own boxes. You're like, I don't want to buy these things.
It just looks like they were breaking out of their cage. They weren't actually coming to destroy you
Unlike
and your family.
Unlike Major Chip Hazard.
Yeah, they didn't create devastating weapons from things around your house and shoot little corn holders at your legs.
And hopefully the Street Sharks action figures did not attack Kristen Dunst or Kirsten. I don't know.
Kirsten.
Okay. But the show was great, and I'd never understood how they can just destroy city streets. And, I mean, you'd think the government would be like, all right.
The government was trying to pass a bill, a no street sharks bill. Like, the mayor hated them.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated them.
They're like, oh, yeah, they're doing good, but they're destroying everything.
We built a new building. Oh, street sharks. Destroyed it.
Destroyed the foundation.
They didn't even cut that little red ribbon either.
Yeah. And... the thing with them is, I mean, they're doing more bad than good. Yeah, they catch someone who was stealing somebody's purse, but they caused millions of dollars of damage.
Oh, yeah, that city must have had, like, a street shark budget.
Oh, yeah. Like, and with the toys, I think my brother had a couple that his friend lent him and then moved away, which I call a score.
Oh, yeah.
That's a street shark score.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I played with those toys a lot. One of them was the blue guy. Do you remember his name?
Yes, his name was Ripster. He was the
main...
I remember the names. There was Ripster. He was the great white. He was the leader,
mm-hmm.
and he wore ripped jeans because, of course, he's got to be cool. He's got to have his ripped jeans.
Yeah.
And he was a great white. There was a whale shark. His name was the Big Slamoo.
Oh, man. I mean, proportionally, he would be... much bigger.
Oh, his arms were huge. They were really long, and he had massive arms. Yeah, he was a whale shark, and he was the power, the brute force of the brothers. There was the hammerhead guy. I think his name was... I can't remember. I remember, for some reason, I want to say Jetpack Jab, but that doesn't seem right.
That sounds like a pretty ridiculous name for a shark.
But he was like the Raphael of the brothers. He was like out on the...
Oh, he was the badass.
He was the badass.
The renegade.
And then again, and then there was Streaks.
Oh.
He was a tiger shark.
Nice.
And he had fingerless gloves and rollerblades because this took place in the 90s and rollerblading was still cool. And he was the ladies' man of the group.
Ooh.
I don't know how he attracted the ladies because he was half shark, half man.
You know, some girls, they like the
shark
look.
They like danger.
Look. Yeah.
They like danger. Kissing you here. Lost my face here. It's a fine line.
Another toy that I really liked was we had a bunch of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figures.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what I didn't understand, their heads, there was a little button on the back that made their head spin around really, really, really fast. And I'm like, in what playing scenario was that relevant?
Head spinning. The only thing I can think of is if you had one with like super karate action chop, like you just hit it in the head and it would spin the head around, but that... is a really lame, like mechanism.
I mean,
for a toy.
You use it for one situation, maybe an exorcism. Maybe you buy a little young priest action figure and an old priest action figure.
Yeah. Those are very important. Remember that.
Performing exorcism on Donatello.
Yeah, who I feel bad for.
Oh yeah,
Donatello.
He really had the bad drop.
Yeah. Well, he just had nothing that the kids wanted that would make them their favorite.
Purple. He had a stick,
and he was a geek.
Smart,
and he was a geek.
Nobody wants him.
Yeah, and he could do karate, but so could all the other ones.
Yeah, he's bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah, I mean, you have Michelangelo, who's relatable. He's just a lazy.
He's the everyman.
Yeah, he's the
every turtle.
Yeah, and then there was Leonardo. He was cool. He was cool, calm, collect. He had swords. He knew how to get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
There's Raphael with his psi. He was a renegade.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know where he was going, what he was up to.
Then you got Donatello.
Yeah.
Rocking the computer, social networking.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Do you remember the toy commercials?
Do I remember every toy commercial?
Yes.
Yes, I remember every that there were commercials toy commercial. For toys.
Well, the thing, what made all the kids want to buy these toys is the kids in these commercials were so good at playing. They had all these resources. They had ice cubes and
oh, man,
they were playing in strange dusty canyons.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where these kids lived, but it was
yeah.
It was a blast.
Yeah, I know. And they'd bring the old car out, and then someone would push a bunch of rocks on. I'm like, oh, where do you get these things?
Yeah. I mean, whenever I, and then I'd get the toy and be like, I'm so excited. And then, oh, I have carpet and a couch.
Darn, these were not the conditions I was expecting while using these
I thought
toys.
All the dirt and stuff came in the box.
Yeah. Sometimes you got
I thought
some
they packaged
slime
one of those
something.
Kids up and then they just popped out and helped you set up and you had a new friend to play with too.
Yeah. And they would always have blocks and stuff, like little bricks that they would ram the cars through, and you're like, that's so cool. That's
yeah,
like,
and then yeah, the Batmobile would fly through, and the Joker would fall, and then he'd be buried by like rocks and debris.
Yeah,
and then an arm would stick up. I don't know how they did that.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Oh man, I wish I was one of those kids.
Jeff, I have a problem.
Would you say a handicap or disability?
I would say that, but then again, it would also be very disrespectful to people who had actual handicaps.
Does it interfere with your everyday life?
Not really.
Does it allow you to go into the Special Olympics?
No. I don't think they have a category.
Tell everybody.
I can't wink.
Basic human function.
I can't wink.
Now, what kind of situations can't you? You can't seduce a girl.
Yeah, every situation I can't wink. I thought that's what you were asking me for a second. Like, in what situations can't you wink? It's not a pressure situation. It's not that my eye doesn't choke under pressure.
Oh man, you're hanging off the edge of a cliff and you're like, I can't wink.
Yeah, and they're like, well, you don't need to. Just grab my hand. No, but yeah, I can't be sexy and coy.
Yeah, you can't lie and let one person in on the lie.
I can't let someone in on a trick. Like, say I pretend to die and then I just kind of look at Jeff for a second and just. Throw him a wink. I'm gonna throw him what my attempt at a wink right now, and he'll tell you how
okay,
bad it is.
I'm ready.
Here it comes right now.
Is problem with your wink is your whole face tried to move. It's like you're using all your facial muscles to try and close one eye and keep the other one open. So you kind of look. No, it.
My whole face is so excited that there's a joke going on, or it's. All of my face wants to be part of the fun.
Yeah.
My lips are like, yep, we'll go up too.
The whole face is like, oh, yep, we're going to look
my
stupid
nose
now.
Is, the tip of my nose
do.
Is like, what's going on over here? He's turning around looking back. My eyebrows are like, yes. It's just terrible.
You'd be better off to go with the double eye wink. I think you'd look like less of an idiot to do that. Or people just might think you're blinking.
Yeah. And I just feel that it's a... I'm not going to say disability because I don't want complaints or anything. I just feel like I should be able to do it because I just feel it fits in with my personality.
I find it's a lot easier if you use a sound effect with it. You ready?
Okay.
Coming at you.
Oh, see, that's what I want. That is what I want.
Okay, another example.
Bing! Okay, here, I'm going to try with the sound effect.
It looked like... Somebody with an invisible whip just whipped you in the eye and just got you on the eyelash.
made me flinch. Okay, well, yeah. I'll try with the bing then. Bing. Oh, hang on. Something caught my throat there.
Can't go in the falsetto.
Bing.
You're getting there, but still not
still
really.
Stroke victim?
Yeah, definitely. And I got to say one thing. I'm actually losing the ability to whistle.
Oh,
I was able to whistle when I had braces. I don't know what that had to do with it. Nothing.
Maybe
really.
it was just the wind resonating the braces, and it wasn't you whistling. It was just you just
them vibrating
of the braces. I also find that I can't whistle as well as I used to be able to.
I don't know, like something. It's becoming a lot. It's just wind coming out of my mouth. Like
yeah, it's on the higher notes.
There we go.
It takes a couple tries.
My whistling range isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
Because, I mean, I whistle along with the radio a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, I sing along with the radio, but then I also just whistle along with it sometimes. And, yeah, sometimes songs, I just cut out, and I'm just... And then if you're sitting there with me, and I just look like I was just going blowing air out of my mouth at a very high velocity. Just
you know what you could do in dire situations? This always used to happen with me. Whenever my craft dinner was hot, I would blow on it, and the wind going through the noodles would create a great whistling sound.
It was like
a wind tunnel.
Oh, great.
So if you ever need to whistle and you're finding that you can't, just cook up some Kraft dinner.
And also, if you're in a band and you need someone to play the Kraft dinner, apparently Jeff is very skilled.
I can play the Kraft dinner in your band.
You've got the blues.
Call me up.
Which I don't understand, by the way. Hang on, this is a little off target. You know Kraft makes Kraft dinner?
Yeah.
And then they also have just Kraft macaroni and cheese, and yeah. I've got the blue. Is that like a regional? I got the blues. Is that like a region? Like, is that only in America? And like, do we only have Kraft dinner?
I've heard of somewhere where one of our friends went and they said, "Oh, I'm gonna eat some Kraft dinner." And they're like, "What?"
So they don't have Kraft dinner in America?
Maybe.
Point Canada.
Yeah.
Get the scoreboard out. Point Canada.
We have
Have Smarties.
Yeah, we have Smarties.
Another Point Canada.
But then you. Do you want me to start racking up the points for the states? Any sort of thing that was discontinued in Canada, they're still going with in the states. I'm pretty sure there was a...
Point America.
Yeah. Mountain Dew Code Red, Point America.
Not Point America. Mountain Dew Code Red sucked.
Yeah, I know, but they still have it.
Point Canada.
Okay.
We had the good sense to get rid of...
If you guys are keeping track at home, Canada's winning.
3-1.
Okay, yoo-hoo.
Point America.
Let's see. We have bigger O. Henry bars.
Point Canada.
Apparently, all we have is junk food. That's what we got going for us. But, okay, they still have vanilla Coke.
Point America, but just a sidebar, a little Harris tip over here. Just put vanilla extract in your Coke and stir it. It tastes exactly the same.
That's a little secret for you.
Yeah.
That's us. That's what we're doing for you.
That's an exclusive.
Yeah. That's a Jeff and Harris exclusive.
Yeah, we don't get a lot, because mostly I think we just make them up.
Yeah, half the time.
Haven't really checked our facts ever.
50-50, just Wikipedia, just to make sure. Check your references. Yeah. Check our references.
Yeah. If you could send us a citation, that'd be great.
Just write us up a good bibliography of what we're saying.
We'll give you a good mark. Yeah. Make sure you use the ASA format. No, yeah. APA format. Sorry, not ASA. I don't know what that is. APA format.
Thank you. We're bringing school back into this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Movie piracy.
Crime.
Yes. Name.
Awesome.
Yeah. Doesn't make me want to not.
The name.
Pirate movies or
the
music.
Name is not a deterrent at all.
No.
You go on LimeWire, you start downloading a movie. You're like, I'm a pirate right now.
Yeah. I don't have to do any of the hard work. I don't have to find a ship, a crew.
I don't have to.
I don't
pillage.
Have to go on the water.
Yeah, I don't have to do the thing where they shoot the ropes over and...
Yeah, boarding and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't have to kill Navy officers.
You don't have to get scurvy
and
vitamin C deficiency.
Weird beard and cut out an eye and cut off my leg and have a peg leg.
Yeah, all that stuff.
And I don't have to have a pet parrot, which is good for me because I hate birds. I'm scared of birds.
That's fine. I know you're afraid of birds.
I would not be able to handle a parrot as a pet.
You don't need any of that stuff to be a pirate these days.
Yeah, that's the easy way out to be a pirate. The Somalian pirates are like, what... We could have just stolen Zoolander on the internet, and we could have been the same thing.
I think the Somali pirates and stuff. Yeah. Terrible. Oh, they just have bandanas and machine guns. They look nothing like real pirates. Somalian pirates, if you're listening, you're not a pirate. Go out, steal Bridge to Terabithia on the internet. Do it. And then you'll be a real pirate.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay,
don't do that to yourself.
But, yeah, nothing really. It's kind of like thieves.
Oh, thieves. Ugh.
Nobody likes thieves.
Did you hear the disgust in my voice? Let me do it again. Ugh.
Ugh. Thieves. No one likes a thief.
No.
You think of a thief, what do you think of? I think of a guy all in black during the day running, stealing somebody's purse.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one exception to that, though.
Aladdin.
Yeah. Aladdin is a
king of thieves. Okay, yeah.
He was a street rat. He was a street
rat. But he was stealing to survive.
Yeah. He was a good guy. He was a good guy. Okay.
Tell us about the other end of the spectrum on that one.
All right. If you steal stuff but still want to be considered a hero, brand yourself as a bandit.
Bandit.
Everyone loves a bandit.
I'm just going to say it again. bandit. It's just a great word to say. It doesn't have, I don't think it has the negative connotations of.
You're just like a playful guy.
Yeah, you make off like a bandit. You get off their scuffing, no one really gets hurt.
You're very charming.
Yeah.
Like you steal people's things, but you charm all the girls. You're a bandit.
You're Burt Reynolds.
You're a bandit.
Yeah. Like, let's think, Smoking the Bandit.
The movie Bandits.
Great movie.
With Bruce Willis and Billy Bob Thornton. That's one of my favorite movies. Yeah. They're the protagonists. You want them to win.
Oh, yeah.
You want them to get through. And little spoiler alert, they do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No problem, everybody. But seriously, Bandits, good on you.
I'm sorry if you were watching Bandits while listening to this, and it was just coming to like the climax of the film, and you're like, oh, no, I don't know what's going to happen, and Jeff just ruined it for you.
Oh, yeah, it's got one of those twist endings. You're like, what? Kate is turning on them. Oh, yeah. Those people out there are watching, they don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry.
they're angry at you right now.
Oh, of course.
Although that's a very small chance, I think. If you're watching a movie, don't listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Why are you listening to this while you're watching a movie?
Terrible planning on your part. You deserve to have the movie ruined.
Damn you.
Yeah. What else happens in the movie, Jeff? Any other crazy stuff?
No, I think I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
You know what it's time for?
I don't know. What?
This is another
Jeff and Harris
Top 5
Topic.
Top 5 favorite fruits to use in cartoons. 5, orange.
5, peach.
4, apple.
4, banana.
3, pineapple.
3, eggplant.
2, banana.
2, pear.
1, pear.
1, baby arm.
Boom! You've been top 5'd.
This is another
Jeff and Harris
Top 5.
Alright, I just want to know your preference on this. Everybody does it.
Okay.
Hear a song on the radio or just on a CD or on your iPod or your cassette.
Yeah, I do use a Sony Walkman.
Well, I just want to know, what's your preference air instrument? There's so many to choose from.
Oh, yeah. Well, not really.
No, there's pretty much.
You got your standards.
2 or 3. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a drummer. I air drum so much. Even when there's not music playing, you know that.
Yeah, I do.
Bust out a sick beat.
I'd say probably drumming as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, I'll go half and half, drumming and guitar. I mean, you rarely see someone pick up the old air bass.
Oh, yeah.
No one wants to. Randy Jackson with a flat top.
No one's air tambourining.
No. I mean, if you go back to the 1800s or 1700s, whenever Mozart was doing his thing, I'm sure he air violin.
Mid-90s, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. And air harp.
Air harp.
It's a rare one.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen. Air bassoon.
Air bassoon. That's popular in Europe, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Heard about that.
Yeah. The air bassoon championships.
Oh, yeah. Held every year
bassoon
in Stockholm.
Hero, I think, is coming out later this year.
Yeah, I think they're going to do that on TSN.
Yeah.
Yep. And, I mean, another common one is the air keyboard. No sarcasm. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
Because you can be mad on you. Just go all the way down.
Oh, yeah, and everyone has, like, a power. If you're standing up, say, like, and, like, you're doing it, you have that power stance. I'm going to, like, you have your legs, like, bent a bit, and you're just giving her.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, if you do your air thing, you have a routine, pretty much. You have a subconscious routine you always do. I mean, a subconscious beat, subconscious lick on the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
It's human nature.
Everyone has the shred they like to do.
Oh,
and most people, like, they start really high up on the neck of the guitar, and then they just slide it back and then back, like up and down.
Yeah.
That's the classic. That's what I do.
That's what
in
you
most
do.
Solos.
I do pretty standard drum beat.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Couple in front of you, up, and then one to the side.
Oh, you need a good fill to. I have so many cymbals.
Oh, man, you have
I have one
way
souped up imaginary drum kit. You don't even know. It's very expensive.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How many imaginary dollars did that set you back?
Cost me $17,000 imaginary dollars.
That is quite a few IDs.
Set me
IDs.
Back in the old imaginary bank account. Or imagination bucks, as we call them.
Yeah.
Stop laughing. This is serious.
Oh my.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Let me put my serious pants on.
Nice.
Hang on. They're not on yet. Okay.
They're on?
They're on.
Okay.
Can you tell by my voice?
I can tell that your voice has changed to make it more serious.
Yeah.
Your pants has definitely affected your voice.
Yeah.
Well, today, it's about accepting, confessing, trusting. Right into a little something called the iPod Confessional. Only seen here on Jeff and Harris.
Mm-hmm. Well, not seen.
No, heard. Different sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you can see this, that is creepy.
I don't know how you're doing that.
Although we are in a room with a lot of windows.
Yes, we are.
And this has got way more serious than we thought.
Yeah.
We now have a stalker.
Yeah. With hidden microphones and cameras.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the confessional. I'm going to be like the priest next to you in your little confessional porta potty thing.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the last time you went to church is, but
I did the wrong thing in that booth. I want you to
have you been excommunicated since your last visit to the confessional?
They don't let me back. So I want you to just kind of,
Father, forgive me for I've sinned. I swore. I yelled at my parents. I just dropped a D in your confessional.
I want you to just confess to me the most embarrassing thing on your iPod, and I will accept it. And I'll just you can get it off your chest.
The most embarrassing song.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one Miley Cyrus song on my iPod.
God. I'm not going to judge that much. I'm not going to judge at all.
Okay, well, it's Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. And it's not what you think.
It's not what I think. It's Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. That's what I think.
Yeah, okay. It is what you think. It's exactly what you think. But, I mean, I heard it, and it got stuck in my head, and I figured the only way to get it out of my head is to listen to it, and instead of just YouTubing it, I downloaded it illegally.
You pirate.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a swashbuckler.
Well, I accept you. It's embarrassing.
It is. It's also, and it's one of those songs that always comes up on shuffle, and it's so loud. It's so loud that you can hear it outside my headphones and on the bus sometimes.
I think you just subconsciously think it's loud because you want to kind of
hold
it in
and
everything.
But
this confession,
it hurts my ears.
It'll let it out and let the people know.
It hurts my ears when it comes on. I know it's loud.
It hurts your ears because it's a terrible song. Okay, it's debatable. I'm sorry. I don't mean to rip on
your
embarrassing song.
It's okay. Well, let's turn this around. Now, I'm the priest. I have that little white thing under my collar.
Okay.
I'm a black shirt.
Okay. Forgive me, Harris.
No.
For I have...
I'm the worst priest, by the way.
Wake me up before I go-go by Wham on my iPod. Sometimes you need to rock some jitterbug.
Give me 1 second just to... Oh, my. Okay. I accept you.
Thank you.
The only reason I'm giving you a break on this is because it was in the film Zoolander.
Good movie.
Yeah, second Zoolander reference, I think, in this podcast.
Today, yeah. Zoolander, 2 points.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's, zero.
It's the ever-waging war.
But I hope we've turned a new leaf and really gotten to know each other better.
I want you to look at one of your friends and tell them an embarrassing song in your iPod.
I want you to look at someone who's closest to you. Might be a stranger. You might be in a doctor's office right now, and there might be a creepy old man with a beard next to you. I want you to look at him and say, I'm here for you. You can confess your iPod confessional.
And that old man's going to say, I don't know what an iPod is because I'm 87 years old. Jeffrey.
Yes.
My mother bought me the greatest thing she's ever bought me. The other day?
An education?
No.
A car?
No.
Tell me.
Okay. The technical term, I believe, is traditional Spanish wineskin. Some of you also may know it by the name of a deerskin pouch.
It breaks the convention of the traditional water bottle.
Oh, it's a great canteen. It holds a surprising amount of water.
If you've never seen one of these things, it looks like an animal stomach.
Yeah, but it just has like a nozzle on the end of it where the water comes
out. And it has a little carrying strap.
Yep.
If you're taking a little hike in the woods.
Yep.
And
it's a red strap.
Yeah.
Red string.
We were driving around in my car yesterday and got some pretty nice looks from the people in the next car just looking over and thinking in their head, is that guy drinking from a deerskin pouch?
Yeah. And it's also one of those things where it's, I believe back in the day it was used for wine and other things. So
now
that's
just
what
this Gatorade,
them
Fresca.
Them Spanish drunkards would be carrying those around.
Are you a Spanish drunkard?
I hope to be one day. And now I've taken my first step.
Hopefully you can take the
Next step, become Spanish.
Yeah, the Spanish citizenship test.
Yeah.
Become a Spanish drunkard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a, are you really going to go with the greatest thing your mom has ever bought you?
I've given it some thought, and yes, I bestow upon it that title.
Congratulations, Deerskin Pouch. You are wonderful.
It is. It's a great thing. Everyone here should get one.
Now, if you want to keep listening, you have to get one.
Yeah, that's the rule now.
Yeah. Can you get them with sports caps? Because you could, I could imagine some people, like, it could catch on.
Yeah.
It could start here, catch on, and you might see a bunch of basketball players on the bench sipping from their deerskin pouches.
Yeah. Probably the Milwaukee Bucks.
Something I want really bad is a beard. I never thought I would have said this a couple years ago. I just want a beard just for the sole purpose of being lazy. Like,
the lazy beard.
If you have a half beard, a patchy, terrible sneeze of a beard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't grow that out.
No. I mean, you can't grow it out and be lazy because you look like a cheap pirate.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look like a cheap pirate. I just want to look
like a real expensive pirate.
Yeah. I mean,
a black beard.
Let it get a good 3-day beard going and then just shave it when I have time.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you have a crappy, terrible half beard, I mean, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
What is your facial hair situation?
Not good. Not good.
No, I wouldn't. No.
It's a desert on there with, like, you know when you see a desert and you just get patches of little tiny bushes?
Oh, the oasis. Yeah. Where's your oasis on your face?
It's sad, but it's my soul patch. It's my soul patch. And it's not even a soul patch.
If I were to compare it to something, I would say if you drop some silly putty on a dirty floor. That's what I would compare to your chin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really much of a soul patch. It's an Andrew Harris's patented 6-hair soul patch.
Patent takes a long time to get.
Yeah.
We've gone through the whole
thing. Not really keen on it. They're like, you can't patent. So no one is allowed to have 6 hairs? And you're like, no. They didn't go for it.
But they have to go for 5 or 7 and up. You can't. You got to jump.
Pending, I guess I should
say. Oh, yeah.
And they're just the 6 hairs, and they're just spaced evenly enough where it kind of creates a little bit of an illusion of a soul patch.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but my facial hair situation is sad. As an 18-year-old man, I can't grow, like, anything.
You're not a man.
No, I'm not a man. I'm not a man.
Neither am I, though. We are boys.
Yeah. I won't become a man until I have a mortgage.
This is our salute to the unappreciated. God bless you.
In 1948, while attending the Drexel Institute of Technology in Philadelphia, America, a student overheard the president of a local food chain talking about the lack of a system to automatically read product information.
The student's name was Bernard Silver.
Bernard Silver.
And he told his friend Norman Joseph Woodland.
Norman Joseph Woodland.
About the problem. And after a series of prototypes, they settled on a sort of extended version of Morse code with the lines and dashes extended down to create narrow lines and wider lines.
Those tricky bastards. And on October 7th, 1952, the first patent was put out for the first ever barcode.
Bernard Silver and Norman Joseph Woodland,
we salute you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to our first episode. If you guys want to contact us with any questions or anything you'd like us to talk about, just email us at jeffandharris@hotmail.com. It's all one word. Also, visit our website, jeffandharris.podomatic.com. Podomatic is P-O-D, capital O, M-A-T-I-C, and then .com. And I hope you guys enjoyed it, and see you guys next time.